This is General William Tecumseh Sherman. He was a general in the Union Army during the American Civil War. But I happen to really like horses, so I managed to find some fun info about General Sherman's steeds. First, there was Sam. A few horses were wounded at the Civil War Battle of Shiloh in 1862, and Sam was one of them. Sam recovered from his wounds, though, and later had the reputation of being always hungry and never lame. Supposedly, Sam was General Sherman's second favorite horse. There was also his horse, Lexington, but he probably didn't see any battle time. Another mount of the general's was Dolly. She was reportedly a feisty, temperamental mare, and during a Confederate raid, Dolly was captured. And Sherman's response for losing his horse? He was pleased to think that Dolly would break the neck of the first rebel who tried to ride her. Guess she was never a favorite horse. Finally, there was Duke, and I'm guessing that Duke is the horse seen here carrying the general because he was Sherman's favorite. Duke was a bright bay color with a white blaze on his forehead and one white sock on his left hind leg. Sherman said Duke was the horse he rode every day in Atlanta. He also had a portrait painted of Duke after the war and had it hung in his office. Now, if you want to hear a little bit more about General Sherman, here are 10 facts that you might not know. Number one, he was named after a Shawnee Indian chief and went by the nickname Kump as a child. Number two, he married his foster sister. Sure did. Okay, number three, he dropped out of the military to become a banker. Number four, he played a big role in sparking the California Gold Rush. Number five, he joined the military again after President Lincoln called for 750,000 volunteers to enlist after the Civil War began. Number six, he had a mental breakdown during the war and was labeled as insane by many newspapers. Number seven, he was best friends with Ulysses S. Grant. Number eight, although he was fighting for the Union, he had sympathy for Confederate slave owners and their way of life. So yeah, he wasn't really an abolitionist. Anyway, number nine, he was a lifelong fan of the theater. Shakespeare's Hamilton was one of his favorites. And number 10, William T. Sherman coined the term, "War is hell." So there you go. Hope you learned something. Now please take the path that continues heading south and meets back up with 15th Street.